Hello, Carol.
Hi. I wanted to ask about, you're probably familiar with asparagus therapy for cancer?
I don't think I've heard that. Tell me more.
Oh, really? Well, you take 4 tablespoons of pureed asparagus in the morning and 4 of the same at night. And It seemed to work for my dad. He did have colon cancer surgery, but he never got any reoccurrence doing that. And I have seen and heard that other people have used it instead of surgery and got better. So I was just wondering, though, if it just works for cancer, like of the digestive system, or I was wondering if it may work for any cancer, because asparagus, I know, is a good preventive for cancer, they say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know it's loaded with, I think it's called aspergillic acid, and that must have at least part of the healing ability in there, but I haven't come across that. That's fascinating.
Really?
I'll have to do a little more research on that.
I saw a couple people actually posted on Facebook recently, too, about it. So I did comment, say that my dad had used it. And it seems like anybody that's tried it, it has worked.
Fascinating.
So I just thought maybe, you had heard of it. I just don't know if it would work for any cancer or just cancer like in the, you know, digestive system, the bowels or whatever. I don't know. But I guess if you haven't heard of it, you wouldn't know probably.
Well, I wonder how much research has been done on it. Not that that matters, but a lot of, you know, and there are, what, over 100 or 360 different cancers that have different tissue types, and sometimes it can work for certain tumors and not work for others. And so, but that's fascinating. I will definitely look into that, and maybe I can, on my next show, I'll be able to give more information about that.
Oh, okay. And I have another question if you have time.
Sure, go ahead.
I have spider veins, and as I'm getting older, I'm 68 now, they seem to be getting worse. Is there anything at all you can do for that? I've tried, for years I took Vitalzyme. Now I'm back onto Wobenzyme, because they say that's supposed to improve circulation and so forth, too, and help things like that. Do you know of anything else that might help?
I've had people try various things throughout the years, and nothing really seems to work. Once those little capillaries dilate, it's really hard to bring them back because, you're really talking about the muscle around the capillary making them tighter. Now, I can hear Dr. Wright's voice in my head right now. Thinking that he would probably suggest using a hawthorn extract, and that has a large dose of bioflavonoids, you know, within the extract itself. And I don't know if you've ever worked with hawthorn extract, but it's kind of like molasses, and you can actually dilute it down and apply it to the area directly, I think, to help with that. Yeah. And of course, by taking it orally, or you could take a bioflavonoid supplement. You know, you can get like 1,000 milligram bioflavonoid combination that can also help to tonify the veins and capillaries in your body.
So I hear my husband in the background saying, "Which one?" There must be more than one kind of hawthorn.
Well, if you shop at the dispensary, ask for something called hawthorn solid extract, because you can buy capsules of the powder, you can buy liquid, but I think this solid extract, it's called, works really well. It's very, very concentrated, and you can apply it topically, I think.
Okay. And I had one other question, if you have a minute.
Could you hold on for the next break, and then we'll take that last question.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Before we go any further, I'd like to finish up with Carol. Carol, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, great. Yeah, you had one more question?
Yes, and I remembered another question at the spider veins. I have a sister-in-law who had laser therapy for that. or she had laser. I don't know if you call it therapy, but what do you think about that?
Well, it's kind of a last ditch effort, I would say. It basically sclerosis the capillaries to provide a little more scar tissue to keep them tighter.
Is it safe?
Probably, yes. I would say it's safe.
Okay.
You know, your body would adapt to it. I'm not sure how many treatments it would take, but yeah, that is an option. I'd prefer to try to think of more natural products that might support that. During the break, Carol, I wanted to look into the asparagus a little bit more, and I did find that it does have research showing that it has anti-tumor activity. The shoots of asparagus create the saponins that inhibit growth of human leukemia cells. I don't see any other compounds or research about colon cancer itself, but as far as leukemia goes, there is some interesting research just using that particular asparagus shoot saponins, they're called. So that's fascinating. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay. And one more question.
Yes.
I think I heard Dr. Wright say something about child's eczema one time. We have a granddaughter who's very healthy. In fact, we buy her goat's milk and she drinks it right down. She has a little bit of eczema since birth. My daughter did have to have a C-section because she couldn't find a doctor who wouldn't do it because of, she had had a fibroid and had surgery and had a miscarriage before that. So she doesn't have a lot, but she has a little bit of it, and sometimes she starts itching it. And I thought he had said there's something he does for that.
Topically, you mean?
Topically, or possibly there was something else he had said. I don't remember.
It could be topical aloe vera. I know that can help a lot with the dryness and the itchiness. But I would say 90% of the time, eczema is due to some kind of digestive imbalance. It could be a food sensitivity. If she was put on goat's milk, likely she might have been reacting to dairy in general. Goat's milk actually is the closest thing to human milk. Most people can handle it fairly easily, but not everybody. So she still might be reacting to the goat milk.
Well, we didn't have her on that right away. They were giving her the organic grass-fed milk at first. Well, I mean, my daughter had to pump. But she did for a whole year nurse her. So she had her mother's milk for, I think, over a year, in fact. Then we introduced, when she went off that, we introduced the goat's milk shortly after they put her on the organic grass-fed milk.
Interesting. So
She's had it. She kind of had the little patches of it since birth.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what Dr. Wright was referring to there.
Okay.
Most skin conditions are an internal process, so that's why we tend to go more with trying to figure out the original cause. He might have been talking about a topical B12 cream. Could that have been it?
It could have been.
I know he typically recommends that for eczema, and also other nutrients that we've mentioned before, like vitamin A and fish oil or some kind of fatty acid combination. Borage oil has been shown to help with eczema, but like I say, typically it could be a imbalance in her flora, in her gut, or other food sensitivities that you may not be aware of, that she may not notice.
And I guess she could have got that from her mom even.
Oh, yeah.
From our daughter. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very healthy otherwise and eats very healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's commonly passed down like that. So.
Yeah, that's what I wondered. So the topical B12 cream, is that sold there, or can you get it other places too?
Oh, I think you can get it other places. I'm pretty sure the Tahoma Dispensary has that, and sometimes we'll add topical DMSO to help carry it deeper into the deeper layers of the skin. So, but yeah, I think that's what he was talking about. The B12 does seem to help with that.
Yes. Well, I know I had it really bad when I was younger, and I grew out of it. So hopefully she will.
Yeah.
I did get it back recently when my naturopath here in Tacoma put me on testosterone. I guess I can't take that. So she said to stop it right away. It's taken a long while to clear up. I mean, I even had to resort to hydrocortisone cream, which I don't like to do.
Yeah.
Even she said to tone it down, I would have to. So anyway,
if you can avoid the steroids, that is important.
Yeah, I prefer
it can suppress your own adrenal function and create more problems down the road, obviously. But
right.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your call, Carol.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay,
take care now.